Celebrity stylist Tyron Mays was featured in Agenda Magazine print issue number 6 and years ago online. He has styled everyone from Oprah Winfrey to Tyra Banks to Kelly LeBrock. You name it, he styled them. He's been the wardrobe stylist for America's Next Top Model worldwide, as well as a style editor for several fashion magazines. I wanted to have what one might say a fashion's response to coronavirus. And here's that interview.
Honestly, this is a wow moment. When you see the whole thing put together, mm-hmm. Pretty incredible. You were just talking to me about your process over the years. Will you just tell me about this shoot?
Okay, well, let's just start with, you know, the fact that you contacted me and was like, look, I have this concept. Like, do you have any models that have masks on their face, you know? Because you were kind of toying around with the idea of doing an issue that's dedicated to coronavirus and COVID-19. So, of course, I had a file of these images because this is like something that the way that I work is kind of hard to articulate it, but I'm going to try my best, and I'm giving away some of my secrets. I was able to pull together this retrospective of images of models with masks on their face because throughout my shooting history, I always shoot with an idea of kind of past, present, and future, okay? So if I have these amazing models and I have supermodels like Tyra or anybody like that, I always kind of do things that I know that in the future is going to work for me. So I always put a celebrity in a black dress because black dresses are just, you know, always can translate throughout time, you know, a little black dress. I always think about the past. Am I going to do something that's retro-inspired and either do that as a focus or layer it? And then I'm always thinking about the present, which is my job. I have to sell fashion, beauty, and style. But then there's the future aspect that I'm always projecting towards, and that's where my art comes out. It's rooted in this kind of super heroic, sci-fi, fantastical story of these extraordinary people under the umbrella of fashion. So I get a chance to take all of those elements and make a fantastical art projection of art pieces that I would want to use for a book or an exhibit or things like that. So why have somebody on the set and I have all of these clothes and I only just do that one thing and I don't explore my art, I don't explore pushing the boundaries, and I don't do things that I can possibly used to go beyond the frame of what fashion puts us in. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like a whole big thing that's all existing in my head. And then because I'm such a big science fiction and superhero and artist, because I paint, I draw, I wanted to be a comic book artist. I really wanted to work for Marvel. Yeah. So my illustrations were really, really amazing. They were comic book quality, and then I switched over to fashion and changed that whole point of view to a fashion kind of art point of view. So I did another shoot that with certain people I worked with, and they were supermodel statuses. I would do things like supermodels should have capes, like superheroes should have capes. So I put Tyra in a cape. I put DeAndre Forrest in a cape. I put Tyson Beckford in a cape. I put, you know, so then in the future, you're going to see this big retrospective of these heroic, beautiful people that we've labeled supermodels that will be in these fantastical capes, you know. So it's just kind of my playing on concepts and layering things and always thinking about what am I going to do for the future, rather than just staying for the right here and now.
Mm. So you're kind of a visionary.
Yeah, I guess people would say that. I appreciate it. I am a real artist. There are people that are under the umbrella of stylists, and I call them kind of like professional clothing waiters. You know what I mean? Like they just pick up clothes, drop them off for their celebrities, zip up dress and go. But a lot of them are not that creative. I've always came to the table with a creative side, a narrative, and a little bit of a kind of a costume aspect to my storytelling. You also have to have great storytelling ability, you know, which some stylists don't have. They only focus on, oh, this dress is fierce and she looks fierce and I made her look fierce, rather than it being about the entire story that you're telling and taking that person on a visual journey. Because, you know, we are entertainers first and foremost, you know. We are, magazines are one of the oldest and greatest forms of entertainment. I mean, before there was television, there were magazines and periodicals, you know. So I just use that magazine format as like my movie screen.
This is really interesting. I didn't know you went so deep.
Well, you know, I just look dumb, honey. That's my secret weapon, is that you look dumb, but you actually really are super
sharp.
No,
you don't look dumb.
Yeah. No, I'm just playing. Yeah. I'm just playing with that. But people really do not understand to the full extent what we are as editors and as stylists, what we really are doing. We are crafting, creating, curating, sometimes making looks for our celebrities, our fashion layouts, our music videos, our television shows. It's more than just going shopping and picking up a dress. So that aspect of it, they all kind of converge when you are a really high-level stylist and artist. You're a costumer, you're a designer, you're an illustrator, you are a dresser, you know, they all come together if you really are good at your craft.
So I'm going to ask you one more question now. Tell me about the editorial, coronavirus editorial.
Okay, so look, once you've planted that seed, I wanted it to be a high fashion PSA, for those who don't know what PSA is, that's TV talk, but public service announcement, in which we can reach the youth culture and tell them that, look, in a really kind of like cool, high fashion editorial way, that it's cool to cover your mouth, to wear your mask, to put on your gloves, and to be safe for not only you, but for everybody else in your home. Because a lot of times what people are not understanding is that you may not have coronavirus, but you can be a carrier and bring it into your home and you can infect your elders, and that can kill your elders. So if we can find a cool, fashionable, fun, entertaining way to say, hey, it's fierce, it's cool to be healthy, and this is how you can do it. Put on your fierce mask, put on your gloves, make sure that you are using your Purell. Wash your hands. You know, if that means you got to sing your favorite song in order to get it to be washed for 20 seconds minimum, you know, drop that beat. But be cool about protecting yourself and everyone else around you.
This episode of The Fashion Whisperer was brought to you by Agenda Magazine and sponsored by Wise Remedies, a more professional strength echinacea. Available on the AgendaMag.com store. This 2-ounce bottle boosts your defenses and builds up your immunity. Tyron Mays, The Fashion Whisperer, is an Agenda Pictures production. Purchase your copy today of the April 2020 issue 12 of Agenda Magazine, Generation Quarantine, Fashion's Response to Coronavirus, right here at the link below. Music by artist THBD.